They had a car and driver who took them to the restaurant on the Avenue Montaigne, and as usual at that hour and time of year, it was mobbed. The couture collections were being shown the following week, and designers, photographers, and models had already started to fly in. In addition, it was high tourist season in Paris. Americans loved the restaurant, but so did trendy Parisians. It was always a scene. One of the owners spotted Candy immediately and showed them to a table on the glassed-in terrace, which they referred to as the veranda. Matt ordered a glass of white wine before lunch, and Candy asked for a large bottle of water. She ordered a salad for lunch without dressing. Matt ordered steak tartare, and they settled back to relax as people at tables around them stared at her. Everyone in the place had recognized her. She was wearing jeans and a tank top and flat silver sandals she had bought the year before in Portofino. You could see her nipples through the thin white cotton tank top, which didn't bother her at all, nor the men who watched her. She was totally at ease in her own skin and with who she was. "Are you coming down to Saint-Tropez this weekend?" Matt asked, assuming she was. "There's a party on Valentino's yacht." He knew that Candy would have been one of the first to be asked, and she rarely turned down an invitation, and surely not this one. Candy always had a million options, and was in huge demand as a celebrity, a woman, and a guest. Everyone wanted to be able to say she'd be there, so others would come. People used her as a lure and proof of their social prowess. It was a hard burden to carry, and often crossed the line into exploitation. But she didn't seem to mind, and was used to it. She went where she wanted to, and where she thought she'd have the best time. But this time, she surprised him. Despite her incredible looks, she was a woman of many facets, and not the mindless, superficial beauty some expected. "I can't go to Saint-Tropez," she said, picking at her lettuce. So far, he had seen her actually swallow two bites.
"Other plans?"
"Yeah," she said simply, smiling. "I have to go home. My parents give a 4th of July party every year, and my mother would kill me if I didn't show up. It's a command performance for me and my sisters." Matt knew she was close to them. None of her sisters were models, and if he remembered correctly, she was the youngest. She talked about her family a lot, and was very close to them.
"Aren't you doing the couture shows next week?"
More often than not, she was Chanel's bride, and had been Saint Laurent's before they closed. She made a spectacular bride.
"Not this year. I'm taking 2 weeks off. I promised. Usually I go home for the party and come back just in time for the shows. This year, I figured I'd stay home for a couple of weeks and hang out. I haven't seen all my sisters in one place since Christmas."
Candy still had all the same values she'd been brought up with, and believed in them profoundly, no matter how much she loved being a supermodel. Her family was even more important to her, much more so than the men in her life, who thus far had been brief and fleeting, and from what Matt had observed, were usually jerks, either young ones just trying to show off by being out with her, or older ones who often had a more sinister agenda. Most of her relationships had been short-lived. She didn't have the time or the desire to settle down, and the kind of men she met were not the kind she wanted to stay with. Candy had never gone to college. Her first big modeling break had happened in her senior year in high school, and she had promised her parents she'd go to college later. She wanted to take advantage of the opportunities she had while she had them. She put aside a ton of money, although she'd spent plenty on a penthouse apartment in New York, and a lot of great clothes and fancy pastimes.